Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
11th of October at 6:32. Coming up on today's show, we'll be talking to an international financial services firm which has chosen Dublin for its European headquarters, and we'll be looking at AI avatars replacing you on Zoom calls and all the markets as usual. You can email us, business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at the main business stories in the newspapers and websites, which we shall do in the esteemed company of Kate English, a director with Deloitte. Good morning, Kate.
Good morning, Joe.
Any plans for the weekend?
I am staying in Dublin this weekend after travelling to both Munich and Limerick this week. So a nice chill weekend.
So not back to Tipperary either?
No, for once.
For once. Now, let's start with US inflation. It came in a little bit higher than expected yesterday evening.
Yeah, correct. So US inflation data yesterday, 2.4% for September. So it slightly exceeded expectations. People had hoped that it would be about 2.3%. And what we are seeing within that as well, which is important, was that core inflation. So if we remove out that kind of more volatile energy and food element of your inflation index, it was 3.3%. So all in all, it was still a good figure. It was the fifth consecutive month of a decline, which is positive. But I think markets were hoping for a greater fall within that inflation. And it kind of reduced those expectations now for the next interest rate cut. Many people had been hoping that there'd be another 50 basis points by the Fed come November. But I think that was always a bit bullish. And I think that has now pared back to those 25 basis points. It was interesting, though, because we also got Irish inflation data out yesterday. Mm-hmm. And we also got the minutes from both the Fed last monetary policy decision making and also the ECB as well. And our own Irish inflation data was incredibly positive, just 0.7% in September, the lowest
incredibly
rate
low
we've had since March 2021. And similarly, Eurozone flash inflation data at 1.7% for September. And for me, when I'm looking at, well, you know, there's three ways that I try and figure out what are the Fed or the ECB going to do next. And one is looking at the data that they follow. Inflation is one of those, but along with a number of other data indicators. Two, it's listening to the press conference post their actual decision made on the day, because they give it a little bit more then. But it's lastly, it's to read the minutes of the meeting, because those press conferences, we know, you know, they're choreographed almost to an inch of their lives. But the minutes allow us to kind of almost peep behind the curtain and see a little bit more of the debate and whether or not there was full agreement on the decision or if there was a bit of division within the group. And we did see from the Fed minutes meetings yesterday that were released that there wasn't a clear consensus of where the US economy sat or what that first interest rate move should be. They still got there to their first 50 basis points cut, but there certainly is a little bit of uncertainty within the group. And I think that's probably reflective of wider conflicting data coming out from the US at the moment in terms of the overall strength of their economy and in particular the labour market. So an interesting day for inflation yesterday.
It's astonishing that Irish inflation is at 0.7%, considering it was nearly 10%
in October 2022. That was our peak.
Unbelievable.
Correct.
Yeah. Now, and we had our budget last week. The Portuguese had their budget this week with some pretty interesting ideas to keep young people in the country.
Yeah, another week, another budget. All eyes were on the Irish budget last week, but it's certainly we switched to the Portuguese budget. So the budget itself is due to take place next week. But we've seen, similar to in the Irish situation, where there's all the commentary or the leaks are beginning to come out this week of what could potentially take place. And I think this is quite interesting, and it kind of reflects, I think, you know, as we move away now from a lot of the conversation being on higher interest rates, we now will look to, well, how will economies and blocks become more competitive as we move to this next phase of growth? And this is what Portugal are trying to do with this. They're proposing to reduce the income tax burden on younger people for 10 years. So in their first year, there would be no tax due under that plan. And it moves as they would be exempted from about 75% of tax in the 2 years to 4 years in their working period, exempted from 50% tax in the years 5 to 7. And then kind of finally, it moves up along until they're at year 10. So Portugal has seen incredible economic growth over the past number of years, but they're experiencing kind of some of the constraints, I suppose, that aren't abnormal to Ireland as well, in terms of a difficult housing market, and they are losing some of their younger educated workforce to moving elsewhere. So they're trying to think of innovative policies to retain that workforce within the country. So it would be interesting to see what this does. But I think from my point of view, I kind of see it hones in or reinforces that notion that we need to continue to be innovative in our policies in order to remain competitive as we move through this new wave of growth over the next number of years.
Yeah. So it would be very interesting to see if it works to keep young people in the country, because Portuguese wages are nowhere near as high as Northern Europe, especially in this country. Finally, Dublin Airport has been shelling out money to its neighbours.
Yeah, so DAA, we saw this kind of on the news yesterday, and you know, it'd probably be inappropriate for me in a way to fully comment on what exactly they are doing. So to spend 18 million on buying out homes and for insulation, and you know, I'm sensitive to people living near the airport and those working at the airport, but I think really what this comes back to, and we've seen a lot of commentary around the airport this year as well, is that it's another example of needing to plan for a larger population and more economic demand. And it's almost, in one sense, it's the growing pains of the growth of our economy and our population. And if we have a population that's due to grow to 6.3 million by 2040, how do we better plan to be able to provide accommodate that going forward, yes.
Kate, thank you so much. I hope you have a lovely weekend. I hope it's not too cold and too wet and too windy in Dublin. That is Kate English, director with Deloitte.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.